Well, my name is John Erling, and today's date is July 14th, 2026. So, Ted, would you state your full name, please?
Ted V. Fisher.
What does the V stand for?
Vern.
And we are recording this interview in the facilities of Voices of Oklahoma in Tulsa. Your birth date?
12-6-41.
December 6, 1941. The day before
Pearl Harbor.
And maybe at the outset here, we can talk a little bit about something, a health issue you're dealing with, and that is Parkinson's.
Yes.
Has this come on for a long time, and how is it affecting you?
Well, 7 or 8 years I've been diagnosed, I guess, and it's affected my voice and my balance. I have to be very careful. I was an avid golfer, and I can't play golf anymore. But I live a full life. I've got good doctors and good medicine, and going to be okay.
Right, right. Well, I appreciate you doing this under these circumstances. Where were you born?
Houghton, Kansas.
Did you grow up there?
No. Came to Oklahoma at age 3. Came to Jinx.
Let's talk about your mother. Your mother's name, maiden name, where she was born?
Maud Jeffries was her maiden name, and born in Lebanon, Missouri.
Her personality, what was she like?
She's the most loving person I've ever known. She had 7 children, was an unbelievable loving person.
Yeah. Your father's name?
James Ray Fisher, and he was a little more strict. He was a Baptist minister.
So, oh, really?
Yes. I had to have a little more latitude. I'm a Presbyterian.
So, and what his personality then? He was pretty strict?
Yeah, he was very strict, harsh.
And did he come from Kansas as well?
No, he was born in Sallisaw, Oklahoma.
So you were a preacher's kid?
Yeah.
And did people think you needed to be a preacher too?
Well, I never did flow in those directions. I was not an unruly kid. I was very obedient, but I wasn't a preacher.
Right. Your education, where did you first go to grade school?
Well, I went 12 years at Jinx Public Schools.
And you graduated from there?
Yeah.
What year?
59.
What was high school like? Were you involved in organizations or sports?
I played all sports. Wasn't great at any of them, but I played them. We were small in Mud Puddle Town, and everybody had to play everything.
And Jenks football wasn't what it is today.
No, it had been, but it wasn't during my time there. It really came on later.
All right. So you played football?
Uh-huh.
Baseball?
Baseball, basketball.
And basketball?
Got a scholarship in basketball. Went to NEO and played in junior college, and then went to Northeastern and didn't play anymore after junior college. I burned out.
But you said you golfed, so you took up that later in life?
Yeah, I was caddied when I was 12 years old and learned the game of golf.
Where did you caddy?
Meadowbrook Country Club here in Tulsa. It was a Jewish country club at the time.
Yes.
They're great people.
So your parents drove you to the...
I'd walk. It was only 3 miles from my home.
And then you said after high school you went to... What school?
NEO, Northeastern Oklahoma A&M College.
And that's in Miami?
Miami, right.
And then you went to?
Northeastern
and Tahlequah.
Right.
And you graduated when?
I didn't graduate. I came back, went to TU. Yeah, one semester, and then went in the Army.
So what year are we talking about then at TU and going in the Army?
Oh, I guess 63.
All right. In 63, you went in the Army?
I went in the Army. I went to work. I quit TU, and I went to work for Warren Petroleum. I was a mail boy at Warren Petroleum. And in that, I chauffeured Mr. Warren, W.K. Warren Sr. I was his chauffeur from time to time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How interesting to be around him.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of a person was he?
Well, it was interesting. I'd drive him, and I never spoke to him. That was my old caddy days. Caddy never speaks to his carry, so I never spoke to the man. And he would always speak to me and tell me where he was going. I'd take him to Southern Hills or the bank or the airport. One day, he's going to the airport to go to the board of directors meeting in Pittsburgh, Gulf Oil. And he's supposed to leave at 10 o'clock. Well, he doesn't come downstairs, and he doesn't come down. The pilots are calling. Where is he? Well, I don't know. But when he comes down, I'll bring him. But it wears on for an hour, and they'd call back. Another hour, they'd call back. Finally, he comes down, and he says, airport. Okay, oh, he take off to the airport. And we get to the airport, and are on the way to the airport. He makes a statement to me. He starts talking to me. He says, I don't think people ought to buy anything unless they can pay cash for it. And brash young college man, I'm not, trust me, I was not crude or rude. I said, well, Mr. Warren, if that's the case, my folks would never have had a home. Oh, sonny, didn't mean a home. I don't mean a home. But I said, Mr. Warren, my folks wouldn't have had a car. Well, then the conversation started. I cannot tell you one sentence either of us uttered after that except the conversation was on. And I said, as a matter of fact, I remember saying, as a matter of fact, Mr. Warren, I don't know if we'd have had a refrigerator if we couldn't have paid it out. At any rate, it was an interesting time. And we pulled up to the airport that day, I remember, and the pilot's been calling all this time, filing new flight plans and everything. And I pulled up under the wing of the plane, as I always did, and I got out of the station wagon to get his luggage out. I start up the stairs into the plane, as I always did. Chief pilot was at the top of the stairs saying, you little SOB, what have you got that's so important to talk about? Because we would have been under the wing of the plane talking for about another 3 or 4 minutes. It must have been an hour to that pilot. At any rate, I said, this is an important meeting this time at Gulf, and he really needed my input. At any rate, it was a fun time. But I worked for Warren Petroleum, and with the idea I was going to go to night school. After that airport trip, I got a call from a vice president and said, how would you like to go to New Mexico to one of our plants, facilities? I was making $270 a month, by the way, as a mailboy. And I said, well, I don't know. I said, what does it pay? He said, $540 a month. I said, I'm gone. Yeah. Double my pay, you bet. Those were the days.
Do you think that call came about because of your conversation?
I just always thought so. I don't have any proof that it was.
So WK respected you. You challenged him.
I can't know that. I don't know that.
Right. Right. It's a possibility, though.
Right.
And he ended up liking you. Did it end? Did the conversation end okay?
Oh, yeah. It was great. I mean, it was great. And his secretary was a Sarah Jane Quinn. She was a beautiful, mature lady. But she ran the show. Believe me, she was the king of the walk. Queen of the walk, I guess, would be.
So WK listened to her.
Well, could be. Could be. I don't know those things.
Right.